I'm Lauren.
And I'm Cheryl.
And on this episode of Lit Chicks Read, we're chatting favorite books of 2023. Are you ready? All right, it is time. We only have a couple weeks left in the year, but I feel like it's fair to chat these books now, right? You probably will finish a lot more, but I can't say the same for myself. So that's all.
Yeah, I'll probably get a few more in, but I already have such a big list of favorites. We can't wait any longer to record this episode.
How many have you read? How many?
I'm at 203 read.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I have like three in progress.
Oh my goodness.
We'll see. I've been reading an average, I'd say, of about a book a day or like five or six a week.
Yeah.
So I had a little dry spell earlier in the fall, and then I picked right back up and suddenly I was like voracious again. Especially right this time of year, because there's a lot of like little holiday novellas and stuff coming out. I still count them as, you know,
totally.
I don't think it matters if a book is 70 pages or like some of the books we read are 1,000 pages.
Yeah.
We still count them as one, right?
Absolutely.
So maybe I'll end up around the 2020. Wow. Ooh, I should try to make it like 223 for 20.
I'm only at 68, but that's okay.
That's okay.
I'm in a little bit of a dry spell right now as well.
That's more than one a week. Yeah. You're in a bit of a dry spell. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it comes and goes, right? Like sometimes there's a season where you just can't get enough. And then sometimes, especially depending on the book you're reading, like if they're reading a book that hasn't totally grabbed you, it's sometimes a little bit hard to want to pick it up.
Where I'm at right now.
I know
I won't
you
mention
are.
The book. No, it's okay. I'll get through it.
On your favorite list for this year.
Is it not on yours?
Suffice to say, it's not on mine.
Oh. It's okay. I will finish it. I just and for anyone wondering, it is Iron Flame. But I will.
Oh, you said
it.
You were gonna say.
I did. I know. It's fine. Whatever. It's fine.
It's okay. A book doesn't have to be it. Like just have not make the favorites list doesn't mean that it's I liked the book. It just didn't make my favorites list.
Yeah. I just, you know what it is. I think for a book like that, for a fantasy book like that, you have to be in the right mindset for it. And I'm just not. I need light and fluffy right now. You know,
it's definitely not that.
No. And every time I try to dive back into it, I'm like, nope.
Yeah. I think you just need to put it aside for a few months or whatever you feel like. And then at some point you're going to look at it and go, you know what?
It's time. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Time.
But anyway, I'm proud of what I've read. So
I'm proud of you too. And I know exactly the right ones, speaking of fantasy, that we need to start this with.
Afraid of Books.
Yeah, this was the year that we finished Throne of Glass.
Throne of Glass. Yep. We did. We did the whole thing.
What was your favorite book in that?
Oof. Okay. So I started The Assassin's Blade. I finished it January 26th. So I mark everything in Goodreads so I can see like when I estimated when I finish it. So it literally like almost the whole year. My favorite of that series. I just had this conversation with my friend Marissa the other day because we were also saying that we would love to do a reread, but I would probably start at Empire of Storms.
Mm.
And then go Tower of Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And then go
Kingdom of Ash.
I could do without the first few books because
you want Rowan.
Exactly. Well, but also that's like where things get good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's where she is who she is without being spoilery. And she's with who she's meant to be with. And that's about all I can say without being spoilery.
Yeah. But those three were my favorite of the series.
Me too. Sure. And that's a bit surprising, I think, for some fans that Tower of Dawn is a fave because some people don't love it at all. I think the next time I read it, I was thinking about doing it this time because this was like my third or fourth read of it. And so I was going to do the tandem read.
Oh yeah.
Tower of Dawn and Empire Storms, but it was just too complicated to do to read along with you and podcast it. So next time that's what I would do. So I would do the tandem read of those two and then Kingdom of Ash again.
Yes.
And Kingdom of Ash is 100% my favorite.
Kingdom of Ash was so freaking good. So And honestly, again, this was the conversation I had with my friend when she was over the other night. We were just saying, like, she was like, I almost didn't want to read Tower of Dawn. And that ended up being my favorite one. And I'm like, I know it's right up there for me. Remember, I think I said that on this podcast.
Yep.
Being like, I'm surprised with how much I loved it.
I know. Because you just hear like, it's Kale's book. And everyone's like, oh, Kale's book.
Blah, yeah. Blah, blah. But I love
it. But there's so much more to it. Yeah.
Yes. That's what we were saying. We love that whole continent. We loved all the characters. Nezrin, love Nezrin, you know, and Sartak and Manon and, you know, the whole thing. So yes. 1000% love.
Yeah. And then we went from there into Crescent City. So
we did
sort of like a sideways movement there. So an adjacent series, same author. What would you now you, so that's not a completed series,
no,
but now that you've read that, would you put Throne of Glass as a fave or Crescent City as a fave above ACOTAR, which has had your heart for longer?
Okay. So the way I look at these series, I can't really say ACOTAR will definitely always be a top for me, mainly because that was my first introduction into the Sarah J. Maas world. Mm-hmm. And when I fell in love with the romanticy, as we'll call it. Right.
Yes.
However, the Throne of Glass series, Aelin is just such a badass that she will always be a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
And as will Rowan.
Yeah.
But I also think Bryce from Crescent City is such a fucking badass. So I just like, I can't really, they're all just all, such strong women in those books. And I just love all of them, but I love all of them differently, if that makes sense. Right. So like
totally.
Throne of Glass, I think overall is probably the best, like, I don't, I, you know what I mean? Like, I just love
like complete
yes.
plot series.
Like, yes. Like,
but just, you like elements out of the other ones. That's how
yes.
I am.
Yes. You know, but ACOTAR is ACOTAR. Like, I,
your
you know,
love.
Like, right. You know, so, and I'm excited for Crescent City 3. I'm trying to convince my local bookstore to do an event. I've already emailed
that would
them.
Be
and
so
I'm like,
fun.
Please do it. Do an event. Cause there's no
that
event
so
near
fun.
Me. I'm like, can I just throw my own event?
So for me, like Throne of Glass is totally my favorite, but I want to show you this. So this is the blanket that I got from Litographs.
Love.
It's got like part of Ferris tattoo on it. And it's got all words from I chose. So they didn't have Crescent City, but they did have Throne of Glass. And I chose, even though Throne of Glass is my favorite, I chose Akamath, the blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just something about those chapter 54, chapter 55 sections that I was like, oh, and I love the design on it. And it was one of the books that got me into romanticy as well.
Yeah.
So even though it's not my favorite series as a whole, I really, really love that book.
Yeah. Do you love that book more than Silver Flames?
No.
Silver Flames will forever.
No, they didn't actually have Silver Flames yet. So they had the first four books. So if they had Silver Flames, I probably would have chosen that one. But I'll just have to add that when they add that.
When it comes out. And I think that's why, again, you know, as much as I do love Throne of Glass, I loved Silver Flames so much in the ACOTAR series. I know I love Akamath, but Silver Flames just kind of like holds a spot for me, I think, because of Nesta's, you know, character arc and her mental health and all of that. So without like giving any spoilers away, but so I think that's why that will always be like top for me.
I hear you. Hear you.
But anyway. Oh, and then is Fourth Wing on your...
It is.
On your, yeah.
It is. Fourth Wing was like the first outside of Sarah J. Maas romanticy book that had really grabbed me in a while. Mm-hmm. So I tried other series. Some were good and some I couldn't finish, but nothing like really grabbed my heart the way the SJM ones did until Fourth Wing.
Yes, I agree. Fourth Wing was, which is why, I mean, I guess, I don't know. Iron Flame's not grabbing me the same way, but Fourth Wing was just so well done.
Yeah.
I really, really loved that book too. So that would definitely be one of my
favorites. It was one of those ones that was hard to put down. There was, of course, lots of world building, which is one of the things that's a bit hard, I think, in Iron Flame is like, there's another, you know, big
a whole other world. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think because it was our introduction and we're learning about it with her and going through this like very intense experience with her while we're sort of getting the info dump, it's less like info dumpy and more like we're just getting pieces of information as we have these wild experiences. And the man, Zayden, come on now. He's one of my fave heroes from this year. Absolutely.
Hands down. I love him. I love us a shadow daddy. So
yeah. Yeah. You know. Speaking of shadow daddies, there's a few on our reading list, aren't there?
There is, but I do want to call out. So if we're going to switch gears from fantasy.
Yep.
My favorite. Okay. We got this. This I think will always be one of my favorites. The Kane Brothers number 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
A long time coming. I think
a long time coming is right near the top of my list. Breaker and Leah and the Scrabble Club.
Yes. Yes. Oh. I love that book so much. Loved it.
Amazing. Oh. Yes. I read like 5 or 6 Megan Quinn books this year. I feel
me
like.
Too. Yeah.
She is prolific.
She yeah. And I always love hers, but that one just, I loved all the Kane Brothers series as a whole is like always.
We loved it. We podcasted it, didn't we? That was,
we did.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's like the hierarchy of Lit Chicks Read is that there's the list of just all the books we've read. So whether you look for those on Goodreads or on our Patreon, then there's the list of those that make it to the feed.
The
so
feed,
if something makes it to the feed, then it's we recommend it. And then a step above that is something that we podcast.
Yeah. 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 We do kind of like the hierarchy of.
Yeah.
And that made it. That made it. Although it now that I'm looking, you know what we didn't? Oh, we book clubbed it, but we didn't
podcast
it. And I kind of wish we did. I finished, and you probably did too. In the Weeds and Mixed Signals by
Yes.
The whole Love Light Farm.
The Love Light Farm series
will forever be in my heart.
I love them too, excited
because another one's coming out.
That's on my list as well. Yeah. I can't wait for the next one.
I am so excited. I recommend that series. So my friend just finished Love Light Farms and she was like, oh, I can't wait to read Beckett's story. And I'm like, girl, you hurry up. Like I was like, it just gets better. Like, you know, like
I know, like Mixed Signals was Layla and Caleb.
I love that book.
Oh my gosh. And just to say, BK Borison too was a real sweetheart. Met her at Steamy Lip Con. I think she's doing it again next year. So you'll be able to meet her hopefully. Yeah, absolutely. And this is a great time if you haven't read that series yet. Love Light Farms. I mean, it's like a Christmas tree farm. It's the perfect book for this time of year.
And it's just like the whole series though too. It's just very like Hallmark, but like
cozy,
like in the best way and just great intimacy. Oh my, oh, it's just so good.
It's great. It's great. Absolutely.
So
how about another one we did podcast, Georgie All Along. That's in my tops for the year.
Levi, love him.
Levi.
So many great men in these books.
That was
another one that's just like so sweet. Oh my gosh. And the scene with him cry.
It's another so small town book too, which we love.
We love the small town trope.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed also her. I read her Luck trilogy around the same time. Beginner's Luck, Luck of the Draw, Best of Luck, which were written before Georgie, but they are also amazing. So if you haven't checked out those by Kate Claiborne, do it.
Highly recommend. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Throw another name out there.
Well, I'm actually just looking. So we also, the Vancouver Agitator series, Megan Quinn has had 2 of those. And though, again, I know we already called her out, but though I love me some hockey, and that actually will make me transition into my other favorite hockey series, but.
Oh, I have like 4 on my list for this year.
Okay. Let's switch over to hockey romance. So obviously we love the Vancouver Agitators.
We do. So that's Megan's hockey series.
Yes.
But I love how many hockey series are called the Vancouver something.
I know.
It's because it's the best place in the world.
Okay. I know. I got to come visit.
Girl.
But then probably what goes even higher than that is Consider Me, Play With Me, and Unravel Me by Becca Mack. When I tell you that those 3 books, those 3 men live rent-free in my freaking head.
Oh my gosh.
I
the Vancouver Vipers.
Those books. Oh, she messaged me and asked if she could send me them, even though I already have
them. She did not.
She did. Her with the new covers. And I was like,
oh, I just wrote them about that. And they're sending them to you?
She messaged me on my personal account, not Lit Chick, so she might. But I was just like, what? I'm clearly God's favorite today. Like, I was like so happy.
I was just messaging her publicity company because I went to my local bookstore and I saw the new covers in person.
Oh, they're
and
so pretty.
They're so beautiful. Yeah. Like, I want them as paintings.
I know.
Because they're all Pacific Vancouver. Northwest Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I just think they're gorgeous.
They
but
are.
Those men are also gorgeous. And the writing was good. Like,
yes.
The steam was great. Just everything about those books I loved.
Which was your, which man was your favorite?
It's hard, but it's going to be Unravel Me.
I know. I think that's my favorite. Adam might hold
Adam
Arthur.
Yeah. Oh, but each one was great.
So good. And I also love that like it just gets, they just got better and better. And I love seeing like everyone what, you know? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we have the other Vancouver series, Stephanie Archer, Behind the Net. That's the Vancouver Storm.
Yes. I'm going to actually read that. I just told you that the second one just popped up on my.
Yep. That's one of my in progresses. I have it queued up and ready to start today.
I was like, ooh, I'm gonna start that. Cause yes, Behind the Net, that was like a sneaky little good hockey book. Remember? Like
it was unexpected. Cover
looks, yes. The cover looks like so sweet. And then I remember you were like, damn, this book is good. And it was. It was good.
I mean, a lot of times those sweet covers can get you, but this one, some reason, particularly, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I remember you messaging me. You were like, you need to read this. Like, okay.
I think because it wasn't really on my radar either.
Yeah.
You know, like some of these authors, like you expect, you know, like Meghan Quinn, what that's going to be.
Yeah.
Right. But this one, hadn't heard of Stephanie Archer. I hadn't read anything else by her. Mm-hmm. And so it took me by surprise and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And then how about while we're on hockey, but let's move away from Vancouver to the Jacksonville Rays.
Wait.
Do you know who that is?
Oh my gosh. So I didn't read those. You did. I only read.
Oh, Lauren.
One night. I know, but you loved
I'm banning myself. I'm banning myself. So this is Emily Rath.
Yes.
It starts with That One Night, which is like a novella. Then we have Pucking Around, we have Pucking Wild, and then two Pucking Ever Afters, which are like epilogue books compiled of short stories. So each chapter is like a little short story. So there's volume one and volume two of that. And oh my word. Oh my
you
word.
You loved that series. I haven't read it.
I love them. Like I just read Pucking Ever After Volume 2 just came out, I don't know, I want to say a week ago or something. And it was like instant. I dropped everything, read that book like in one sitting.
All right. I'm going to have to add it to my list this year, I think.
You really will. Yeah. So it's a, you know, polyamorous situation.
Yes.
We've got three guys, one girl. Mm-hmm. And the love connects them in different ways. And I just loved it. They're just, the characters are amazing. And
that has a big following. I'm in a Facebook group, like a smutty Facebook group. And the people in that group love that book. Love it.
Love it. So it's so good. It's so
I got to catch up. I will. I'll read it.
Okay.
Love us some hockey. You know,
my brother
plays hockey. So it's always kind of weird. And I'm always like, I'm like, it's kind of weird. I like these hockey moments.
Introduce me to some of your.
And I told my brother, I was like, so like hockey right now with book talk is like a thing. And I'm like, you know how you guys like stretch on the ice? And he's like, yeah. He was like, you know, it kind of looks like you're gyrating the ice. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, well, apparently that's a move that like really turns on the book tie. And he's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, no, he had like no clue. And so now I just feel like a little weird loving the, you know, and I'm like, okay. But I was like,
oh,
really?
Man.
Just find yourself a girl who loves to read and just be like, yo, I play hockey. And she's going to be like,
dude. Yeah, totally. I, one of my big crushes when I was in high school played hockey and we used to go to his games and we would cheer from the sidelines. And I don't remember them doing any stretches. I don't think they knew about that then. They were just, you know, guys playing for fun on Friday night.
Aww.
But I'm pretty sure I would remember that. Those formative years.
Right. I mean, I know it's kind of hard to not, it's kind of hard to miss that, but anyway, love us some hockey.
He was my best, one of my best friends' brothers. My one of my high school crushes.
Interesting.
Let's go from hockey to cowboys.
Oh, see, I only just read a cowboy book.
You did?
Oh, I did. I read Big Nick Energy. I did love some Nicholas Finch. I did.
Isn't that
a
great
good
one?
Man with his rope.
He knows how to tie a rope.
He knows how to tie a rope.
Yes, I really enjoyed that one. But my favorites was by Elsie Silver. So she has a series called Chestnut Springs.
Okay.
It's set in Alberta in Canada. And there's five books. So Flawless, Heartless, Powerless, Reckless, and Hopeless.
Oh, I feel like I've seen this.
Okay. Yeah. And then there was just a Christmas novella, Christmas in Chestnut Springs, which was a happy little epilogue for everybody.
What else did she write?
They're amazing.
Why?
She's done a few series.
Why am I drawing? Why is her name? Hold on. Let me look.
Those are the only ones of hers that I have read. I just kind of found her for myself in the last month. I read those.
I wonder if I'm getting her confused with another one with a similar name, but I keep seeing her name pop up.
I mean, it's pretty popular, this series.
Yeah.
She's local to me. She lives near here.
Okay. Might have to read it.
The Rose Hill series is another one she has. And then there's the Gold Rush Ranch series.
Lots of cowboys. All right. I'll have to dip my toe in the cowboys. Well, I mean, I did. I like Nick. So
I'll you dipped your toe. So now you know.
Dip my toe. Now I'll put a foot in.
Put a foot in with Flawless.
I will. Okay.
And then see if it
on my list
drags you in to read the rest of the series.
Just add it to my TBR. All right.
Yeah. I love those. I love, there's a lot of authors that do those series that are, you know, you can read them as standalone, but then they connect all together.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them. Another one that I read this year that was like that was the Bromance Book Club.
I keep meaning to read that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Another good one. So it's like a bunch, they're really funny because it's like a bunch of dudes. Some of them are athletes. There's like a restaurateur or whatever, but they're all like dudes that are doing really well in their professional life, maybe not so well in their romantic life. And they come together and form this book club where they read romance books and call them manuals.
Oh, hey, they're smart.
Right? Yes. And they're learning. And then they help each other through their romantic troubles. They're so funny and so cute. And there's a lot of quotes in there where you'd be like, dude, yes. Like you want to give this book to somebody and be like, you know how these boys use romance books as manuals? Use this one as your manual.
Okay. Got it.
Learn what these boys learned.
All right. I'll have to.
Yeah, they're great.
Very cute. Okay. I'll have to add that to next year's
the
list.
The never ending. TBR.
The never ending. I'll get there though. Okay, so another one, I'm scrolling my list. You obviously have like way more. Oh, I'd be remiss to not shout out Daisy Jones because I loved me some Daisy Jones.
I was going to sing a line for you and see.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
We definitely had a Daisy Jones era.
Absolutely. I'm still in love with it. You know, I loved
the clothes came
everything.
Out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You had the vinyl. I was listening to that album on repeat.
I know. Me too. It was one of my top on Spotify. On my Spotify Wrapped, it was one of my top songs.
Yeah. Not surprising.
I did love that one. Yeah. And also, I loved, you probably have this too, Yours Truly by Abby Jimenez.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for her. She's got another one coming
out.
She's a
star.
She is. I
actually
love everything
think I might have read that one last year because I had a advanced copy.
Oh, that's true. I had an ARC too, but it's still on. I put it back
when it came out. Yeah. It is a book of this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Love that one. Mm-hmm. Can't wait for more from Abby. That's another one that you just know everyone's going to be a hit.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. There was another new to me author I discovered this year and then devoured. Three of hers in quick succession. Again, three like connected books. Trish Dollar.
Mm, okay.
So I started with Off the Map, which is the third book in the series. And I got it as an advanced copy. And I didn't know much about it, except it was like boy and girl road trip Ireland. And I was like, great. Ooh, okay. Sounds It's like something I would like. Mm-hmm. Read it, loved it, and then realized that there were two books before it. So I read those. Those were Float Plan and The Sweet Spot.
Oh, you did tell me about, you loved Float Plan, right?
Float Plan. Float Plan is actually like changed my heart a little bit this year, mm-hmm. I think.
You said that.
It's like the stuff in the, like, not spoiler, but in the very beginning of the book, you find out that the female main character lost her boyfriend to suicide. Mm-hmm. And then, so there's threads through the book of like coming to terms with it and letting go of him and moving on. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful book.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly. I know you, I feel like I downloaded it at one point and then didn't get to it. I know you, I remember you said you loved that so much.
I did.
Yeah. I'll have to get back to that one. Mm-hmm. Another one I loved. Okay. There were two by her that I loved. I really loved The Bodyguard and then mm-hmm. also Happiness for Beginners by Catherine Center.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved those two. I did read another one, her newest one, which was an interesting concept. Hello, Stranger.
Yeah, with the face blindness.
Yes, but it didn't make like my top. But I genuinely loved The Bodyguard. It was very funny. And then Happiness for Beginners. I think
we did that as book club over on Patreon.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I really loved that one.
Mm-hmm. Which is another tier, I guess, of our little pyramid, whether we choose that, something for the book
right.
club.
Right. And then also I loved Lucy Score. Things We Hide from the Light.
Yes.
And
then yes.
Things We
yes.
Left Behind.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
You know what's interesting though is I get such mixed reviews on Things We Hide from the Light, which surprises me. So that's Nash and Lena?
I think that's right.
Okay. Yep. Am I? Oh gosh, my gosh. Shame on me.
No, I think it's right. I have to go get my books are like just out of
reach.
Lena.
Okay.
For me right now. But
yes. Some people are like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just not loving it. I just loved that book because, I mean, again, I love anything that focuses on mental health, but also especially when it's men's mental health. Mm-hmm. And that was a big piece in that book. And then Lucian and Sloan, I mean, hot.
They're
damn,
my faves.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So
Suit
absolutely
Daddy.
Loved those.
Suit Daddy.
The Suit Daddy. loved it. So loved both of those. Oh,
yeah.
I would love to get Lucy's score on.
We need to get her on.
I just bought.
We've loved so many of her books as well.
So many. She's never. I've never read.
Maggie Moves On.
Yes. Yep, I've never read a book from her I haven't loved. Absolutely loved. Yep. I just bought The Christmas Fix. I know it's on Kindle Unlimited, but
yes, I read that. Yeah.
Was it good?
Yes.
Did you like it? Yeah. So
yes, I did. It's in my list.
I got it on. It is good. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read that. I think starting this week, I did buy it, but I got it on Kindle Unlimited. And then I just went to a kid's event at the local bookstore and it was at like, it was off site, but they actually brought some adult books and I saw that and I was like that I'm going to buy it. So I did buy it from my local.
It's a cute,
indie bookstore.
Cute cover. Isn't it?
It is really cute. So I was like, you know what? That's, you know, good little Christmassy book. So I'm going to read that one because again, I feel like she can do no wrong. She's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I loved it.
It made your list. Awesome.
It made my list. Let's see. What else do I have? Oh, CeeLo. We got to talk about Christina Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many books, Christina Lauren books did we read this year? True Love Experiment. Stellar.
Yes. Loved that book.
I read.
You read a lot of hers this year.
There. I did. I listened to, because it was an audio only.
Oh, yes.
But The Honeymoon Crashers.
Right. Right.
Right? Which was like a follow-up to The Honeymooners, mm-hmm. Which I loved. I read Autobiography from their backlist.
Okay.
Which is like a young adult.
Yes.
Loved it. And then I just read The Arc, the advanced copy for Tangled Up in You.
Oh,
which is their,
I think that's coming
to me. It's their Disney.
Yes.
Yeah. It's their Disney retelling.
Is it good?
It's so good.
I can't wait. They emailed me and said that they were going to send it. So I'm like anxious. Actually, I have something. Are they Simon & Schuster?
Ooh, I don't know offhand.
I don't know offhand. I have something coming and I'm hoping it's that.
I really enjoyed it. Now it is part of a series of Disney retellings or reimaginings.
Okay.
So it's not as steamy as you would expect from a Christina Lauren. Like, it's a tamer, but the story is great. And there's so many, like, if you love the movie Tangled, Mm-hmm. Like if you like Christina Loren, you're just going to like it for that. But if you know and love the movie Tangled as I do, it's one of my favorite Disney movies. You're going to love all the Easter eggs in there.
Oh, okay. I love Tangled. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So no, they're not Simon & Schuster. So something else is coming to me tomorrow. Oh, I don't know what it is. But they did email and I think said they were going to send it. So I'm excited to read that one too. Cause they're another one I just drop and read cause I love them. So
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Can't go wrong there. Can't go wrong with CeeLo.
You absolutely cannot. Same mm-hmm. with Allie Hazelwood. I read two by her this year that both made my list. So Love Theoretically. Mm-hmm. And then Check and Mate. Check and Mate just came out recently, and it's a YA. It's a chess romance, which is something I have never read before. And, you know, a little bit of skepticism going into it. Like, is that going to be exciting? It was.
I bet, though. did you watch the, what's the
Queen's
chess
Gambit?
Show? I loved that show.
I love that, too. So think of that and, like, just make romance. It YA. Less, less drugs.
Less drugs. Got it. Okay. That's fine. I honestly, my husband and I were obsessed with that show. It was so good.
It was really good. It was really good. Yeah. And a lot of, like, so you could even say some of the similar things where it's, like, she's, like, a chess prodigy, genius, whatever. She can just, like, close her eyes and picture all the pieces moving, you know, like she did in The Queen's Gambit. Yeah. So highly recommend that as well. A couple of, I was surprised that there was a few YAs this year that I actually really loved and I didn't miss the steam.
Yeah. So Love Theoretically, I actually bought it. I have not read it yet. Again, that's like, it's in my, and someone left it at the villa. That's right. I meant to take a picture of it, but I haven't read it yet. So I got it.
Yes, I did see that when you panned the bookshelf.
Uh-huh. I know. I was like, look at us leaving some cute books. So I do, I have that in my pile. I need to read that one as well. So I got to get moving here. Oh, gosh.
Couple of our faves that we read this year. And I know you read these ones. Mm-hmm. Tessa Bailey's Unfortunately Yours.
Mm-hmm. I loved that one more than the other one.
I liked it more than Secretly Yours. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like everything Tessa writes.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's Unfortunately Yours that made it to my list.
Yeah, because they hated each other. It was an enemies to lovers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so you get that like angst. Like,
he's that big tough guy
like,
that's really not really. Yeah.
It's always good.
So good. And then, so that was a second in a series. And then another one that was a second in a series by someone we love was Practice Makes Perfect by Sarah Adams. So that was the second book in the Rome series, which is going to continue. First book, When in Rome, we did last year. And then Practice Makes Perfect this year. She was such a sweetheart as well at CME LitCon.
I believe it. I can't see her not being a sweetheart. Like she's just, I hope I can meet her someday and then I will hug her because I feel like she's a hugger.
She hugged me. So
See? Yeah. Love it. Yes. Loved that too. Excited. I think she's got some other stuff coming out as well. So I'm excited for 2024. There's like so many good ones coming out.
Probably the darkest / raciest one on my list is Neon Gods.
I loved that book. Uh-huh. And I have the second in the series. And again, it's in my, you know what I'm going to do over the break, once like after the holidays, you know how everything kind of goes into a lull, like that week after Christmas to New Year's.
Yes.
I'm going to just, you know, sit in front of my fireplace. Cause you know, I'm going to be cold and I'm just going to read because I hear they get better in that book or in that series. So,
I have the next one ready to go as well, but I haven't started it yet.
Yeah. What's it called?
Electric Idol?
Yes. Electric Idol. I know. We'll have to read it together. Yeah. Another one that I know you loved was Lizzie Blake's Best Mistake by Maisie Edmonds. Is that on your list?
Yes, it is, along with how many Maisie Eddings do I have on here?
You
the plus one, Tilly and Technicolor, and Late Bloomer.
Mm-hmm. I have to read the plus one. That is in my pile as well. But Lizzie Blake's Best Mistake was so sweet.
It was so sweet. Yeah, I have that. I'm looking at it right now. It's just 2 feet away from me. Mm-hmm. And I love Tilly and Technicolor, again, a YA book. Mm-hmm. Again, loved it.
Yeah.
The two main characters are both on the autism spectrum. Mm-hmm. And the way that they describe the world and how they see it and how they relate to people and each other. And it just was, I mean, colorful is like how I want to describe it because it's literally colorful. But it was just poetic, I guess.
I love
I should
that.
Say poetic. I just love the way
when
it
books
was written.
Are like that.
Yeah.
Well, then speaking of poetic books, another one I know you're going to say is The 7 Year Slip.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That was beautifully written.
Absolutely.
But also not surprised because that's by Ashley Poston.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we loved The Dead Romantics, and that was also very poetic and beautifully written. And I remember you read The 7 Year Slip first and you were like, please read.
Just do it. Just do it.
Yes.
Move it up the list. Read it now.
And it really was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I have another one along those lines that I just read. I just read it this week. I just posted it this week. It doesn't actually come out until next year, but get it on pre-order. It's called Savor It by Tara DeWitt. She wrote Funny Feelings, which was a big, very popular last year.
Yes.
And again, very poetic, beautifully written, so descriptive. Small town. A chef comes to a small town with his daughter, his niece that he's raising, meets a local girl, stuff ensues. But I loved it. It's one of those ones, like I have so many highlights in my Kindle edition of it, that I feel this is not a spoiler. So the female main character has this book of advice that her mother gave her before she passed away. And so she refers to it often. And so bits of her mother's advice are sprinkled through the book. And they're like, I mean, it gets me a lot more, of course, since I lost my mom, but they're beautiful. Like you could put any of them. I could make 100 quote slides for Litchick's read.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. I'll have to order it. It looks like it's coming out in March. So
it's a good one. It's a good one.
All right. Love it. Love it. Gosh, just add it. Just add it to my list.
Right.
What else do you have? I know you have more than me. End. So
yeah, I do. So lots of ones that I'll just mention quickly. So like we read Sophie Sullivan finished off her trilogy with A Guide to Being Just Friends. We read that right in the beginning of the year. And I just read more recently an advanced copy of her next book that's coming, Love Naturally, also made my list. Loved it. Mm-hmm. What else do I have? Laura Bradbury, Oxford Wild and Oxford Star, the duology. Love both of those. You can tell obviously where they're set. And I've never been to Oxford, but I felt like I could be the way she's described it. So she actually lived and studied in Oxford. And so she's described it so well that I could picture myself there and just loved it. We have Emily Henry, Happy Place, which was a happy book for me. Nora Goes Off Script by Annabelle Monaghan. And then also Same Time Next Summer, which I read by her as well, which was reminded me a lot of Carly Fortune.
Yes.
Similar kind of stories, but different.
Yes.
That was great. Speaking of which, Carly Fortune. We loved Every Summer After. That was last year. And then, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the name.
Meet Me at the Lake.
Thank you. Meet Me at the Lake. I'm scanning down my list here and I can't find it quick enough. I love that book as well. What else?
So this one I read back in May. I don't know if you ended up reading it. And I don't even remember who. I think a follower recommended it to me.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to
say. It's called Before Us by Jewel E. Ann. And it was so
I haven't read it
beautiful.
Yet.
Oh, you're going to cry.
That when I was scrolling over our posts from this year, just to remind myself which books were which, and saw that and was like, oh, right. I still need to read that one.
Oh my gosh. It was so beautiful. I just checked. Yeah. I don't really rate the books in Goodreads, but I did for that one because I loved it so much.
Yeah, I rarely rate them in there. When my Kindle prompts me to, I'll sometimes throw up a star rating. I mean, basically, if the book blew me away out of the water, it's getting a 5. Otherwise, pretty much all books are getting a 4.
Yeah, right.
I just feel like it's arbitrary. And, so unless I hated it, then it's not getting a 4. But that rarely happens. And then I just don't rate it.
I also loved The Words by Ashley Jade.
Oh, yeah. Another one I didn't get to.
That one was beautiful as well. Like definitely deserves a shout out. I read that in February, but that one stuck with me for a while. That one was really good.
Yeah. You With a View by Jessica Joyce was another favorite of mine.
Okay. Yeah.
Another beautifully written one. And so was Mrs. Nash's Ashes.
Oh, yeah. You said you loved that
by
one.
Sarah Adler. Great yeah. title.
Yeah, it is a great title.
It's just fun to say.
Yeah.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Nash's Ashes.
Yep.
I felt like both of those books had great like life lessons in them as well, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. clearly I'm a bit drawn to.
That's okay. I think, you know, I like that though with some of these books. I do think books can change you in a way with that, right? Like mm-hmm. just a, I don't know. I think that's what makes them special. So yeah.
Right? Not every book needs heavy content, but no. sometimes right. when they do and they actually, you know, change you a little bit, it's a great mm-hmm. feeling.
Absolutely. What else? I don't really have many. I mean, I had other books that I really loved, but like if they made like the favorite ones,
yeah,
you know,
that's most of my favorites from this year. So yeah. How many even is that? That's like, I feel like we've mentioned 50 books.
Probably. 50 well, once books, we probably. Once we go through and we're like, you know,
including all the series and everything, yeah, probably exactly. somewhere around there.
But I'm going to have to, I've got a lot. I mean, you know what book I didn't read yet that I really want to is The Graham Effect. Did you read that one?
Yeah, it's like sitting right here.
I know. Mine's sitting over there too. I feel like there were so many books that I heard so many great things about that I just haven't gotten to yet. That's one yeah. of them. I know that has like.
I was waiting for that to read it with you.
So oh, okay. I'll let you know here when waiting. I start it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I love Elle Kennedy. I did finish her. The series, oh, like a good girl,
the summer girl. Girl.
Yes.
Yeah. yeah. Bad Girl. I love that series. I love that series too. Yeah, yeah. I did.
I love Elle Kennedy. She was the original
hockey series.
The Briar.
That's right.
You know, she just like,
what were they called? The Briar U boys.
Mm, loved yeah. those boys.
Yeah. Those are probably the first sports romances that I really got into.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. Era. For me. At least
I've hockey. Never yeah. ever been drawn to because I'm not a sports girl. So yeah. Like if I saw something was a sports romance, I wouldn't like gravitate to it. Yeah. And I think it was you that read those first and told me. How
yeah,
they
I think
were.
My friend Angela was like, you got to read these. I was reading them with her. And then I'm like, whoa, just get better and better.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, thank you for that, because that converted me to being a sports romance girl.
I know, right? I know. It's so funny.
And now the whole world has become a sports romance girly with the
they are.
Taylor and Travis thing.
I know.
Can't get enough.
I know. That's like your own personal, right? Like it's like personal romance book happening right on the screen.
Playing out in real time.
Too funny. But yeah, I mean, there's so I have to dwindle down my TBR pile. I mean, it's just like piling up between my Kindle. I just downloaded I think I told you the one, right. I just downloaded the one, the Fake Out, right. That's the one. Oh, you know,
so did I.
Yeah.
That's the one we talked about.
Yeah. You know what series I hear is really great is the Madison Kate series.
So I have heard that too.
I did start to read that, but then I haven't, I'm on like chapter 14. I just haven't, again, I've been in like a little funk, so yeah. I haven't picked it back up.
Whew. My list on my Kindle is like, I can't even scroll to the end of it.
I know.
I'm trying to alternate right now. Like, what, physical TBR book, mm-hmm. then like one on my Kindle, then like there's a few that I have out from the library, and then I have some audiobooks. And so I'm trying to like just alternate right now to try and dwindle each list down, but it's so hard. And then things happen like this. I just picked up this book at my local.
Mm-hmm.
It was my favorite from last year.
I love that. Is that like a special edition? It's beautiful.
A special edition of Archer's Voice. So yeah. It's got gilding on the cover, but it's what gorgeous. Makes it even better. So this is like, I'm going to reread this. It's going to trump those I haven't read yet.
Yeah.
Because it's annotated. So she has like written in like little comments about the characters or the writing.
Oh, how cool is that?
Isn't that cool? Like, yeah. Quite a lot of notes she's written in here.
So it's just good to go back and read. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to revisit them again. And like, I mean, just look at this under the jacket.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yes, it is.
I'll have to post a picture of this on our feed because I just want to look at it over and over again.
So beautiful. Yeah. I have like so many series and stuff like, the Wolf Hotel series. Did you read that one?
Oh no, but I want to, because
I know,
that's
everyone.
Kay Tucker.
Yes. And
Simple
so I
Wild
read the
series
first one.
We loved.
Yes. I read the first one, and that's just kind of like an intro. Like the way it ends, it's like, then that's when it's starting to get good. And everyone, everyone is like, that's one of my favorite series of all time. So I'm like, all right, I got to just like, you know, get on it. But I will tell you, like, sometimes it's easier for me, as much as I do love an actual book, I do think it's easier for me to read on the Kindle, because then it's like with me everywhere I am. So if I'm like picking my kids up from an activity, I could just like, you know,
read, and
I think that
pages.
Might be right. And I think that might be where my struggle is right now, you know, like the time, finding the actual time to sit, just because it's that time of year when everything
there's always
is
something
going
to
on,
do,
you know? Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, totally. And the Kindle too, I read like in bed, you know,
same,
so my husband goes to bed crazy early on his work nights.
Yeah.
So I can be all comfy and cuddled up in my bed and not have the light on.
Exactly. Yeah. Same thing. So it's like, you know, you got the backlit of the screen. So, but I know everyone is saying, so I read, so Tempt Me is the first one. Okay. And I did read that this year. And then it looks like Break Me is the second one. Oh, maybe I have that. Oh yeah. It looks like I did. I already have that in my, I downloaded it and I just didn't finish it. So, yeah, I did actually have some do not finish too.
I had a few this year too, and I won't name them.
I won't either.
But I did, I don't know, maybe three or four. So not a huge amount, because I read fast. So usually like, even if it's like, well, this isn't the greatest book, I'll just finish it off just to see like where the story takes me. Right.
Yeah.
So there's, it has to be, you know, pretty not great for me to actually be like, I cannot give this any more time.
Yeah.
So yeah, just a few this year, but yeah, I won't be naming those ones.
No, I won't either. But yeah. So looks like we have,
oh my gosh.
What? Did you forget one?
I'm just looking at the Wolf Hotel series. Cause I'm going to,
we're not even long books. One. Like the next one's not even 300 pages. So it's one you
but
could,
there's love. One called Ronin.
Oh really?
which is my son's
name. That might
name.
Be kind of hard to read for you.
I don't know if I want to read that.
You're going to be like,
it's like you with your brother in the hockey romance, me reading like, I was like,
compartmentalized.
Did you say Tempt Me is the first one?
Tempt Me is the first one. So I did read that.
Okay,
and again,
grabbed
it's
it
short.
Now.
It's not like, it's quick, you know?
Got it.
And so then it's Break Me. And then it looks like it's,
teach me and teach surrender
me,
to me.
Yes. And then own
and
me.
And then, but yeah. And yeah. Then where does Ronin fit in there? It says it's,
I don't know. I wonder if it's like,
it says the Wolf
it's
Hotel.
Related
maybe it's
to
like a
Wolf Hotel. I wonder if it's like,
a side story or something.
Maybe
Ronan Lyle has been dumped.
So you don't, maybe you don't have to read it, but
maybe
I do
don't have to read
to
it. I'll just read the main books. Yeah.
Right. So I know I got to do that. And again, they're not long. So, you know, I just gotta get a move on here, but that's what I mean.
Sometimes that's what you need when it's like, when you're in a slump, you just need something that's short that you can
short,
get through.
Quick, good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Reliably good. So an author, you know, that you've liked before.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones. And holiday books are a great way to get through a slump as well. So that's what kind of brought me back in after my short slump a little while ago. I started reading all the holiday books.
Yeah.
And we've already mentioned a couple of my faves, actually. Wreck the Halls, Tess Bailey.
I love that one too. Yeah.
Christmas Fix by Lucy Score. And A Winter in New York by Josie Silver.
Oh,
remember Josie Silver? Read her.
See, this is the Silver. So that's what I'm thinking of then.
Oh, you're thinking of Josie Silver, Elsie Silver. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
So Josie Silver was our very first ever book of the month pick. We chose One Night on the Island.
Yes. And then I also read hers book. One Day in December. Did you read that one?
Yes, yes. I did. I
really
loved that
cute.
One too.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. So I think I actually read that one. Yeah. Last, 2 years ago now.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but I did. Yeah. One Night on the Island, I think, is one of my, that's another book that just like sticks with you, you know?
Yep. Totally.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, Winter in New York, I quite liked as well. Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll add that.
I would say those are my three favorite holiday books so far this year. I'm still going to read a few more before the end of the month.
I haven't read many. I mean, like I said, I read Wreck the Halls. I just finished Big Nick Energy, which was really cute. And again, I read the 'Tis the Season for Revenge last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Follow up to that, which is
It sweet. Is.
I also love that it's like a single parent romance, right? So you have a single mom yeah. and a single dad. Oh, how they met yeah. is cute, you know.
Yeah,
that
I love
one was fun.
Everything he did for her.
Yeah.
Driving
yeah.
back and forth. To
I
set
also
up
love
the
that, like,
her.
Yes, the third act breakup isn't like a breakup. It's a different situation because I was like, I swear to God, if something happens to them, I'm going to be pissed. You know what I mean? I was like, don't yeah. do it to the single mom and dad. And no, it was like a different situation entirely. So I was like, okay, we're still all happily ever after. You know, it was good. Like warm and
yeah.
fuzzy.
If you
I
want a quick.
Fire.
Oh, that's perfect. If you want a nice quick little one as well, combine hockey and holiday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you've got Totally Pucked.
Totally
and that was like a best friends become lovers. And it's just
I
a short
like
story.
That.
So.
Okay. By Lauren Blakely.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
That was by. Okay. That reminds me. I love best friends to lovers. That reminds me of the one by Christina Lauren. It was one of my faves, but the Half Night Stand.
Mm-hmm. My
did
favorite
you read that
half
one?
My favorite Half Night Stand.
My favorite.
Yes,
I
I
loved
did.
that one. Yes.
Yeah,
best
I loved
friends
it too.
to lovers. That one's really cute. So I love a.
I feel like that was one of the first ones we talked about when we were really getting into this book thing together.
It might have been. I mean, their books. I was on like a CeeLo roll back then, reading like you know all mm-hmm. of those. I still need to read the Beautiful Bastard series too.
Mm-hmm. Ha, spicy.
Yeah. You said that. So you know, I got
all
like...
those. Yeah, those early ones of theirs, I feel like, are even
spicier. What's this one? Wait.
Or...
Speaking of, see, this is what happens. Then you end up like scrolling, and you're like, oh, I see another cute hockey cover. Do you know what I mean? What's this?
What is it?
Rule of the Game series, Offside. And it has
I don't know this
quite
one.
A few 500 and an addictive college hockey romance. Oof, okay. All right.
Oh.
Let's see. Okay, tropes. Boy obsessed, ex's rival, cocky hockey hero, good girl and bad boy, soft for her, dual POV. Oh boy.
Well, dang, Lauren, we're gonna have to add that to our TBR.
I know. Ugh. Hold on, I'm looking at the
Okay, stop scrolling or we're going to get...
I'm going to add more to my list.
We're going to add...
God.
Yes.
Ridiculous. I need to shorten my list. I guess that's always the you know, what happens here. But anyway.
It's never going to get shorter. You're just going to trade one for another.
Never. Oh, too funny. Anyway, I don't know. I think that might be it for now. I mean, who knows? You might be
reading.
That's
it for now. We'll see if I get anything in these next few weeks. We still have 2 weeks left of the month. So if anything comes up that I'm just like, this was the best book of this entire year, then we'll just have to make a little addendum. I'll post it on the page. But for now, this is my tops of the tops. But it's not all the good books I read. There are so many more. So look on our page because really anything that I recommend or you recommend is on there.
You recommend more than I do. You're better at that than
just
I am.
Read faster
you're also
than you,
like exactly
or like
you're
lately.
Quicker. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I read faster. I've just been had more time for reading this year. So I've read more, but,
Yeah. So we'll always share over there. And
if we missed any of your favorites, let us know.
I know. Let us know if there's anything we need to read. I'm very excited for 2024. Again, we need to record Crescent City still. So that's going to come up.
Yes, we do.
We got to do that. We're going to get that in before the
end of
the year.
Because book three is coming.
Book three is coming. And I've already said to everyone I know, do not disturb me January 31st and February 1st. Okay. Leave me alone. Yeah. I'm going to lock myself in my office for 48 hours and just send food. That's it. I'm so pumped for that book.
Just like stock your little mini fridge up there and you'll be good.
Everyone leave me alone. I am out of office. So I'm very excited for that, but there's so many good ones coming out next year too.
There are
usual. I mean, like all of our faves, and then we're going to get more favorite authors, and it's just, you know, going to be another year of fun. So yeah,
I love it. And we have some great stuff coming up for next year. So I'm excited. 2023 wasn't so bad, but I'm excited for 2024.
I am too. You know what else I'm excited about? That we have a special coupon code for you all. That is good now through the end of the month, right? Should we share that? I mean,
yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
You know, you might need it after reading all these fantastic spicy books.
Exactly. So you might have heard us talk on our last podcast episode about the brand Satisfyer. They have very fun adult toys, and they were kind enough to give us a coupon code. So it's Lauren30, and that is 30% off their website site-wide. Now through the end of December. So we'll put a link in the show notes. And if you want to go back and listen to our last podcast, I talk about what, or Cheryl's, right? I talk about what I sent you, right?
That's right.
Like all the fun toys. And again, it might be
a little sampling of what they have.
Yeah. I do, to that note, I do want to call out that we are a very sex positive place and we will remain that way. And I also think it's important. I mean, maybe toys are not your thing and that's okay. You do you.
That's okay.
But also they are for some, and for some women, that's like the only way they can actually enjoy themselves. Right. I mean, that's like a, we see
yeah, and
in books. I mean, right.
We do.
So.
Yeah. And you know, and they don't necessarily mean, like, they aren't just for solo play. They can be for couple play. They can be for whatever you want them to be. So they're just a wonderful tool that can add to people's sexuality, help them discover their sexuality and their sex lives. And we're all for that. I mean, it's just like the levels of smut, right? Like you might be a pink heart kind of girl where you want that closed door and that's all you want, you know, but you might be a black heart kind of girl where you want all the dark romance, know, and we don't all have to be comfortable with all of it. But the main thing is that we are accepting of what other people choose for themselves.
I think that's the biggest thing, is accepting across the board. Again, it is personal preference, but I just think it's important to call that out. Which is why we are so excited to have this code for you. So the website is Satisfyer. It is Lauren30. Cheryl and I both have some items from there. I mean, listen, I don't know. Is it appropriate to get personal? Like, that's something that I don't use that for solo play. Let's put it that way, right? Like, that's something my husband and I enjoy very much so together. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. Right.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. No. And I think we're big on, you know, talking about the books that we talk about. Part of why we do that is to celebrate sexuality, especially women's sexuality.
Right.
And to destigma and take away any shame from that, which so many of us have from either the way we were brought up, what we were taught, whatever. We're trying to dismantle that.
Exactly.
And this is another piece of that same equation.
Yes, exactly. So just a reminder. That's what we support here.
It is.
It felt is. The need to say There's that after
nothing wrong with
split
it.
Split into our DMs.
Yeah. I just
nothing
feel
wrong with
sad.
That. We don't shame
I
anyone.
I just feel sad for them. You don't need you to do. Shame other people.
No
for
shaming
what they like.
Someone for their preferences. So
absolutely.
Anyway, so that link will be in the show notes. And I'm excited again through the end of the month. So
yay.
Happy, merry, everything. That's our gift to you, 30% off code.
That's right.
All right. So if you're not already following us over on Patreon, we've had so many new members. Thank you so much.
That's
a way that we can have this little podcast keep going. So we truly appreciate that. We have book clubs over there. We've got exclusive offers over there. We have our awesome trip coming up in 2024. I can't wait for that. In May, we're going to Costa Rica with some lit chicks. Woo-hoo! So many good things for the new year. But if you guys know where to find us over on Instagram, we love, 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 love connecting with you all over there. So big thank you for supporting our podcast this year.
We do. I get excited every time there's a new comment or a new DM. I'm like, oh, who wants to say what? What are we going to talk about? What books are we going to talk about?
I know. Makes me so happy. So if you're listening, thank you so much for your support. And we'll be back with Crescent City 2. That's going to be the next one. So
that's the next one.
Yep. And we'll chat with you guys soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.